blessing. We are so blessed. Let's stand together and start our service, please, with the doxology this morning.
A special guest today that Tonda will introduce her later on in the service. And today, something's going on down here. Anyway, yesterday, I'll tell you the reason I did that. I was talking to the pastor, and I'm prone to talk too much. You guys know that. I says, now, Pastor, how long can I talk? Leonard would always just say, you know, not too long. But welcome, he just says welcome, and that's about it. I says, well, I got a lot to say. He says, well, tell you what, if you talk too long, I'm going to hit that trap door. That's what I was looking for, the trap door. I don't see a red star anywhere, so maybe I'm okay. Anyway, today is our annual Baptist Women's Day here at Barbie's Grove. And it's so happy to see all of you lovely ladies. And you are lovely. I can see why you're so special to our church. I have seen the many acts of kindness and support you have done for so many of us. See little things you probably don't know us. I'm just that kind of a little sneaky person. I've seen where meals were prepared and delivered, and you pick up groceries for people when they need them, and even help with household chores, even do doggy sitting when there's appointments. I'm sure doggy appreciates that, don't you? Not being in the house all day. And I've seen love and support with comforting hugs in sad times, with visits and calls, and in happy times, where we congratulate people for weddings and new babies. How many of us have whipped out that cell phone to show off that new baby? Woohoo! We're proud of them and blessed to have new babies. And I've been here a few years. I see what makes you women so special. I see your faith and your trust. I see your compassion in many situations and your empathy when people are hurting. In all of you women, I see the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. I see patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I feel blessed to know each and every one of you and to be one of you. And I just want you to know how special you are to all of us, and thank you for all you do.
Speaker, open our eyes and our hearts, Lord, to the message that she's going to bring. Very important message. We're so happy to have her. And Lord, forgive us when we fail thee. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let's all stand together as we sing Share His Love. And I know Jeff has it for us on the screens. If you want to turn in your books, it's 567. And I must take this opportunity to thank Miss Rosina. She is one of our sweet, sweet women that we have been so blessed to have join our congregation and has been such a sweet, willing spirit to lead our WINGS group. And we couldn't be happier with what we've got for her helping us, and we just all work together. So it's such a sweet spirit. And one of our big missions for all of us is Share His Love. So let's all sing together all three verses.
The love. according to this piece, pink piece of paper, it's my turn, so I guess I'll go ahead and get started. Now, we all know that Leonard usually does this. In fact, I just realized I picked up a book with Leonard's name on it. But it's taken three of us to take Leonard's place this morning, so some big shoes to fill. But anyway, we'll go ahead and get started with our announcements this morning. Let's see. Please join us on Wednesday night if you can for our Wednesday night Bible study. We have a good time. It's very informal. You know, we talk. We have a good conversation, and y'all come out and join us. It's really a nice time of learning and fellowship. It's just very relaxed. Tonight is youth night, and they'll be from 5 to 7. There will be a meal at 5. Don't know what Grant's cooking tonight, but it'll be good. It'll be good, y'all. It will. So y'all come on out. Any kids school age are welcome to come. Bring a friend. It'll be a good time. And Grant, do we have any future youth nights? Or it'll be coming. Okay. But y'all come on out tonight, and it'll be a good time. Let's see what else we got. A donation has been made to the church, through our church to the Baptist Children's Home in memory of Bertie Hatley. And this was given by Bobby and Janice Williams, and we thank you, Janice, for that. Again, we're having our Baptist Women's Day. We welcome all our ladies here. I'm excited to hear Jennifer speak today, and I'm sure she has a lot of good information for us. And for those of you that did pick up baby bottles to fill up, we have a little bin down here for you to place those in before you go home. So make sure you get those in today. Let's see, what else do we have? I guess that's all of the regular announcements. Does anybody have any announcements to be made?
I have a question.
Sure.
Is there choir practice tonight?
I have not heard anything about choir practice, so I'm assuming no. Yes, he's out of town. Well, I say out of town, but anyway, he's tied up with his group tonight, so haven't heard anything. So we'll say no to that. Anybody else? Okay, we'll turn our attention to the prayer list on the back of your bulletin. The first thing I will mention is the family of Kathleen Hahn. And remember that family, lift them up. Kathleen passed away yesterday morning. I think everybody else that's on our prayer list will continue to remember them. Is there anybody we need to add to our list? Anybody have any new prayer requests or any praise reports? Samantha, doing good?
Okay.
Anybody else? Nothing? Okay, well, I'm going to ask Tamara if she will lead us in a word of prayer this morning.
Our dear and gracious and mighty Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for us allowing to be in your house today and to hear your word and to be sharing love with each and every one of your servants here on earth. We thank you for all the things that you brought for us today. We thank you so much for what words we're going to hear and spoken to, because it's such a real thing in our world that we need to be always focused on helping others. It's not about us. Thank you for everything you've done in our worlds and our lives, most of all for loving us. In our precious Son's name we pray. Amen.
Well, the next thing is our music. So this will be Kathy, Tonda, and I. Sister Harville could not be here today to join us, so it'll just be the three of us.
Yes, yes, our fearless
leader.
That's okay.
Yes, that's okay. Yeah.
We do miss Leonard. He is our fearless leader.
He is our leader.
Yes, he is, and we do miss him greatly. Oh.
That's the one I had last week.
Is this
week.
The one you did?
That's
with
the one I had.
Do you know how to operate this one?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know how to switch.
I don't know how to operate this one. That's fine. Perfect. I am not mechanical.
You're fine.
Okay, here we go. All right. Give me just a second. So when we were choosing, Kathy's taller than me.
Yes.
When we were choosing music, we have been enjoying our Ready to Sing a blended worship. And when we say a blended worship, some of these contemporary songs lead us in to our basic hymns as well. And we just love this whole book. But this one jumped out at us for Our Ladies' Day about our My Heart is Yours. Take it all, Lord, because we are in our heart month. And it's interesting because it goes with I Surrender All. So please join in with us. If you want to sing, it's fine. All the help is great. So we'll take it. And we appreciate Wesley and Jeff for all they do to help us. Even if it's Ladies' Day, they're up in their places, and we thank y'all so much. Okay, we're ready. to us. We all appreciate so much your organization and what y'all do for our county and others around us. So let's ask her to come up at this time and just feel free to speak as long as you need her. Thank you.
That's a little dangerous, isn't it? Okay, I was wondering. I was a little worried about that. Well, good morning. I am honored to be here for your Baptist Women's Day. I'm also honored to represent the Pregnancy Resource Center of Stanley County. It is a passion of mine, and I have been there. It'll be 12 years in June that I have been the Client Services Director at the Pregnancy Resource Center. A little bit about me. You know, my name is Jennifer Swink. My husband and support system and cheerleader, Cliff Swink, is here with me this morning. We've been married for 31 years, and we have two children and technically five grandchildren. We have one that is in India, and she should be coming, we hope, in the next 3 months, roughly, maybe sooner. So we are very excited about that. So I'm here this morning. I'm going to tell you about the Pregnancy Resource Center. Some of you may know a lot about the Pregnancy Resource Center, and some of you may not know a lot. I like to be informal in my presentation, so if you have any questions, feel free. I did put out some information, some pamphlets, some baby models. Feel free after the service to check those out. They are fascinating. They are truly fascinating. The Pregnancy Resource Center of Stanley County, we have been around for a little over 35 years, believe it or not. We had very humble beginnings in a church fellowship hall. At Highland Baptist, actually. There was a lady there that was passionate about life and wanted to start a pregnancy center, and that's how we began. And now, you know, we have our center on Main Street. We have our mobile bus that goes out twice a week. We're in Locust on Tuesdays, and we're in Biscoe in Montgomery County on Wednesdays. Just a side note, there is a center in Montgomery County. It's called Yawari Women's Center, but they are still in the infancy of getting started. So we will be providing medical services through ultrasound and pregnancy tests until they can get up and running. But we park in the Walmart parking lot out in Biscoe. So just to give you a year in review, well, let me start. Let me go back. There's two parts to our pregnancy center. We have our client services part, which is what I am the director over, and our medical part. Bonnie Griggs, some of you may know Bonnie. She lives in Locust, is our nurse manager. Client services, when we have someone come in to our center who is in an unplanned pregnancy or an at-risk pregnancy, or maybe it is planned, we meet with them. We get information from them. We want to find out their story. We want to connect with them, find out what's going on in their life. What are they thinking? If it is a crisis pregnancy, we want to share with them what their options are. Now, of course, the Pregnancy Resource Center does not refer or recommend abortion. We are a pro-life, completely organization. But if they are thinking about abortion, we do want to educate them about abortion. We want them to understand the emotional, the spiritual risks that they are facing from that decision. We want them to know that they can absolutely parent that child. Sometimes they cannot see the big picture for the crisis that they are in. And we want them to know that we have a wonderful parenting program that will come alongside them and support them until their baby is 18 months old. We have parenting classes that they can watch. They earn virtual dollars for doing their classes and homeworks. Our client advocates meet with them twice a month just to build a relationship. How are you doing? How can we pray for you? How can we support you? What are you learning in your classes? What do you need? And then we also share adoption. And I noticed that someone had given to the Baptist Children's Home. Baptist Children's Home is now over my favorite adoption agency that I work with, which is gosh, my brain just... Christian Adoption Services, thank you. They are wonderful, and they are out of Matthews, and Baptist Children's Home is over that now, so that's kind of plays into that. But we want them to understand those are their three choices. And adoption is still a parenting plan. I always tell them that. They are making a loving, sacrificial parenting plan for their baby when they choose adoption. We had the privilege of helping facilitate two adoptions last year with moms, and that's a beautiful thing. And the adoption agency actually brought us pictures of those babies just a couple days ago, and that's just such a blessing to be able to see that. Once we kind of get their story, get their information, we send them to our medical team. We have a nurse manager, Bonnie Grigg, Sandra Tucker, who worked in the OB field for 13 years. She is a nurse, and she can do ultrasounds. Bonnie can do ultrasounds. And then Emily Beaver is our registered sonographer. So we can do ultrasounds for them. They kind of diagnose. They evaluate them medically, do the pregnancy test, and if they're far enough along, we do an ultrasound. We want them to see what's going on inside. We want this to be not a problem, but a person, because there is a person in there. Our mission statement is, we are committed to upholding the sanctity of human life, sexuality, and family by offering the love, hope, and truth of Jesus to abortion-vulnerable teens, women, and men before, during, and after pregnancy, and offering healing and restoration to those individuals who experienced prior abortions. We do so by delivering spiritual, physical, and emotional support rooted in the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because we all know Jesus is the real game changer. He's the one that's really going to change their lives, no matter where they're at. And I've had the privilege of seeing that over the years. Lives changed drastically. Whole families changed because of the truth that we get to share with them. Just a few 2023 year in review, we did 162 pregnancy tests. We did 159 ultrasounds. Over 1,400 parenting classes were completed last year by our clients. Clients received over $15,000 worth of baby supplies from our baby boutique. These baby bottles, that allows us to do that. We have a boutique that they can shop in. If our parents engage in our parenting program, like I said, they can be in that program from the time we diagnose that pregnancy until their baby is 18 months old. We will help them with everything. Now, we do want them to be invested. We want them to do these parenting classes and earn their dollars, but we will help them get cribs, car seats, pack and place, diapers, wipes, clothes, you name it, we will help them get it. So that is not a hindrance to them being a good parent and loving their baby, but they're also invested, and we're invested in them. Some of you may know our previous director, Gina Russell, retired in May of this year, and our director is now Bradley Williams. It's been such an easy change. We miss Gina, don't get me wrong. She was our fearless leader for a long time, but God has placed the love of life in Bradley's heart, and he was a part of our board for many, many years. And one of his visions for our future is a men's parenting ministry, specifically for men. Because for every woman that comes in our center, there is a man somewhere. we know that. I also want you to know, everything you give, we are completely community funded. We do not receive any government money whatsoever. Some centers do. Not that that is a terrible thing, but oftentimes there are strings attached to government funds that want to limit what you can share, and we don't want to be limited to share that truth in love with our clients. Last year, we also, I can't remember how many abortion-minded women we saw. The number is rising. But we know for sure that we had 8 changed minds. So those were 8 babies born that might not have if they hadn't come to our center. So, and that's, you guys are a part of that because you support what we do. We can never say thank you enough. It's a team effort. If we didn't have churches like you that believe in the sanctity of life and support what we do, we couldn't do it. As I was talking about the services we provide, we also have a wonderful medical director. Dr. Shelton oversees the medical part of it, of our services, and he does that absolutely free. He reads every ultrasound that we send him, and we couldn't do that part of it without his leadership. So he is absolutely a blessing to our center. And as I said, part of that too, part of what we do is offering an abortion recovery Bible study. It's called Forgiven and Set Free. And 1 in 4 women are post-abortive. Now I want you to let that sink in a minute. 1 in 4 women are post-abortive. And they need to know that they can receive that healing and forgiveness also. Any questions so far? I don't mind questions about what we do, the women we serve. We never had anybody get on. But Pfeiffer is so close to the center. We have seen Pfeiffer students, but it's, you know, it just... Mm-hmm. We did. We parked in the food line parking lot at Richfield for a while, but it just wouldn't take. But like I said, Pfeiffer being so close to the center, we do see the Pfeiffer students. And some of the nurses on the Pfeiffer campus, we have a close relationship with that nursing department, and they will send them to us. So that's a very good question. Let me get to my Bible app. So before I became client services director at the Pregnancy Resource Center, I was a speech therapist in the school system for 20 years. So you may be asking, well, how did you go from being a speech therapist to a client services director at the Pregnancy Resource Center? Well, that's a good question. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story and how God brought me to the Pregnancy Resource Center. Probably, I'm going to say 14 or 15 years ago, we were attending a small church in Oakboro. And at that time, the Pregnancy Center had what they called ladies of significance. They were the representatives in the church, kind of keeping people up to date with what's going on. And unfortunately, the lady that was doing that in our church at the time got cancer and died very quickly. And nobody else was going to pick that up. So my husband decided that he would take donations and just be that person. Of course, we had to change the name from Lady of Significance to Church Liaison. But and he just got involved, you know, and some of you may know my husband. He's an electrical contractor. He's a hands-on guy. So he's the guy that's going to show up and say, what do you need me to do? What do you need fixed? What's going on? And through that process, they asked him to be a board member. And he got the opportunity to learn firsthand more about the ministry. One evening, he came home after a board meeting and shared with me that they were going to be having a Bible study that he thought I would be interested in. And that was the Forgiven and Set Free post-abortive Bible study. Because that's my story. When I was 19, I was involved in a very tumultuous relationship and found myself pregnant. There was a lot of fear and anxiety. You never think it's going to be you. And I didn't know a whole lot about abortion, what that meant, what that looked like. Never thought I would be in that position. I was raised in a pro-life family, for sure, but I was scared to go home. And the person I was in that relationship with at the time, we didn't really discuss options. And often that's the case with women who choose abortion. They feel like they don't have any other option. We have to be careful of how we look at them and view them and judge them, because, guys, it could be us. And we don't know what it's like until you're there. And so he made the appointment in Greensboro, and I had an abortion when I was 19 years old. I was a believer, but in my fear, in my, oh gosh, so many emotions that go on, I didn't even ask God what he wanted me to do. There were not pregnancy resource centers at that time. That was a very long time ago. You can do the math. I'm 53. But I did what he wanted me to do. And oftentimes that's what women face when they come into our center. They're being pressured. Maybe it's the father of the baby. He has the most influence in this situation. That's why we need to reach these dads. Or it might be another family member, whatever the situation. And that's why we want to be their support system if they don't have any other support system. I didn't feel like I had a support system at the time, and so I did what was offered. I knew, as growing up in church and being a believer, that God loved me. I knew I was forgiven, but I didn't think God liked me. Deep down inside, I didn't think that he liked me. And I lived with that guilt and shame deep down inside for about 20 years. And going through Forgiven and Set Free changed my life. I was given the opportunity to really dive into what the Word says about the character of God. That's where we start with all women, is the character of God. And I learned that not only, yes, I am forgiven, I also had to receive that forgiveness. Oftentimes, post-abortive women feel like they could never be forgiven. And that's a lie of the enemy. No matter what we've done in our past, the enemy will lie to us and want to deceive us and keep us trapped in that guilt and shame. And that's just a lie of the enemy. You know, his word says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and righteous, forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. He gave me a vision as I was going through that Bible study and just diving into who he is and his word, that when we confess our sins and he is faithful to forgive us, it's like he gives us a coat. I called it my Jesus coat. And when he looks at us, he doesn't see that sin. He doesn't see our past. He sees us like he sees his son Jesus. And that blew my mind, because of all the years I had grown up in church, that had never sunk through my head, that he sees me just like he sees his son Jesus when we accept him and confess our sins. That was a life-changing time for me. And I told Gina was one of our leaders at the time in the Bible study, I said, I have got to share this with other women. I've got to be a part of this. And so she began training me to be a leader of that Bible study, Forgiven and Set Free. I was still a speech therapist in the schools at the time. I traveled to different schools. And one day I was traveling between schools. I was listening to a sermon. I can't tell you what, you just whatever you listen to. And I pulled in the parking lot of Locust Elementary. And I remember the Holy Spirit speaking to me, I want you to do more ministry for me. And I sat there a minute, and I said, what do you mean? What does that look like? I don't understand. And that's all I heard. And I thought, that was strange. I got my stuff, went on to the school, did my speech therapy thing. I really didn't say anything to anyone because it was just one of those odd moments. You know, you think, where did that come from? Was it me? Did I imagine it? But I couldn't have imagined it. That was just such a random thing. So it might have been the next day or 2 days later. It wasn't long after that I met with Gina, and we were going through the training materials for Forgiven and Set Free. And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, Jennifer, I don't want you to think I'm crazy, but God has just impressed this upon my heart. Our client services director is leaving, and I think you're the one for the job. Well, my mouth fell open. I was like, oh my gosh. And I called my husband, and of course he said, yeah, I'm not surprised. I knew God probably worked that out for you. But, and so, you know, I told her, I said, well, let me pray about it. And I talked with him and our children. It would mean a lot of changes in our life. I was leaving a job that had benefits and retirement, and a lot of people thought, you're crazy. But it's kind of like my daughter said at the time. They were both teenagers, and she said, Mom, if this is what God is telling you to do, you better do it. And I called Gina, and she's like, wow, I didn't expect an answer so fast. And I'm like, well, Gina, he's told me. He's made it clear. And I'm going to take this step of faith. And I've never regretted it. I've never regretted it. You see, I get to be a part of the beginning of so many lives. I can't tell you how many ultrasounds I've seen over the last 12 years. And it never gets old to see that heartbeat, to see that little tiny baby, to see the light in their eyes when they realize, wow, there's already a heartbeat. Did you know that the baby's heartbeat starts beating at 5 weeks and 2 days? That's 27 days from conception that heart is beating. I have been given a wonderful opportunity to be a part of what God does at the Pregnancy Resource Center. But it's not just what I do. We are a team. And it takes all of us. And it's just my privilege. I would challenge all of you today, if you know someone who is struggling from their past, please reach out to them. Please let them know that no matter what, God forgives them. And to not let the enemy win and keep them bound up in that bondage. It might be a past abortion. It might be something else that they've struggled with. But please let them know that God can use that. Even the ugliest things in our lives, He can use to His glory. Because He is a good God and He is a big God. Thank you so much for letting me share this morning. Any final questions or thoughts? Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Is there anyone that needs to make a decision this morning? You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to come to the altar and talk to the Lord. Thank you for coming and sharing, and thank all of the ladies for the part that you've had in the service this morning. I had a good group down there for donuts and everything early this morning. And, you know, if the ladies didn't do their part and half the men's part, most churches would be dead in about 6 weeks. Amen. We've got some, when we get here, we've got some young ladies that are going to be giving out some gifts. All right. The four young ladies that are going to do the gifts, if you'll come. And I think there's four baskets up here. And I think everybody gets one. Is that right? Everybody gets one?
Everybody gets one.
All right.
Well, now.
Thank you.